The workshop. Can you see the enamel signs with safety instructions on them? They could be found in every workshop during the 19th century and the first half of the 20th. It just shows how common accidents were. The machines on display here all look very peaceful, but once they got going, they turned into real monsters that the workers had to keep under control. The unique atmosphere of the workshop can be put down to a number of things. There is a lot of noise coming from the machines, with several working at the same time more often than not. One of the noisiest ones must be the swager. It doesn't take up much room, but those hammers spin round the shaft and bang against the metal to beat it into shape. When you add to that the noise of the drive pulleys and belts and the motors, electric or otherwise, it's easy to imagine how hard it was for the workers in there. Vegetable oil and animal grease were used to keep the machines working smoothly. Oil is still used today, especially for the turning machines, where it is used as a lubricant to keep the parts from overheating. It also helps to prevent metal shavings from flying off. But it does mean that the operator had his hands covered in oil for most of the time. And the grease used on the drive belts just made them, and the floor, even stickier. The drive belts and pulleys and the machines and motors made the workshop a dangerous place. There wasn't much to protect you from the dangers except your own vigilance and concentration. Back then, society obliged women to keep the top of their head covered, and this prevented their hair from getting caught in the drive belts. And you had to keep your wits about you because the machine could easily whip your hand off. We sometimes saw some very serious accidents in the workshop. Working hours weren't really regulated. You'd work all day if there was a big order on. The doors of the workshops would stay open to let in the fading light. The first law in France to stop children under the age of 12 from working was passed in 1892. 8 years later, the working day was limited to 10 hours and the 6-day week was introduced in 1906.